people came here from another country. If you're here from another country, would you raise your hand?
Worldwide.
Would you shout out the name of your country? We have people in this building from all over the world. Well, friends, whether you are here from Sicily or whether you live across the street, we are thrilled that you have chosen this particular time in history to be in this room with us. Well, the anticipation is over. This is the moment. Fasten your seatbelt. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will be rejoiced and be glad in it. Today, we're blessed and honored to have Dan and Betty on sounds. We have Curly Howard on light show, who is supported by our church office, Vicky, Greer, and James. We have an amazing group of ushers. Our celebration host today is none other than our brother, William Page. The security team is in the building holding us down. In the name of the Lord. Our speaker for the hour will be none other than the Right Reverend Norman Fong, community leader here in the area. He's from the Presbyterian Church in Chinatown. The music that you've already been rocking out to is brought to you courtesy of the Glide Ensemble and the Change Band under the direction of Brother Roscoe this morning.
All right, Roscoe.
And of course, you are here. Give yourselves a round of applause. And at this time, our own brother, Steve Palmer,
all right,
is going to come up
and
lead us in prayer. Would you welcome him with a hearty amen and a hand clap, somebody?
Well, God bless you. It's always a minute. You got to be all, be ready. Stay ready so you won't get ready. Let us join hands and bow our heads.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for this moment to praise you. We thank you for this moment of fellowship with one another. Lord, bless us as we go by day. Lord, heal us where we're sick. Give us what we need. Bless the pastoral team here. You know, in order to be a leader, you got to be a follower. Lord, I thank you for bringing me back because I didn't know, for real. And I thank you for these people behind me because they supported me and prayed for me and came by my bedside when I didn't think anybody would ever come to see me in the hospital. I thank you for healing me. You're a miracle worker. I praise you, and I worship you. Let's say amen.
Amen.
Right on.
Right on.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Namaste.
Namaste.
I know I forgot something.
Salam.
All right, this is something we all can be a part of. This is our community song, so come on, let's go. I'm gonna lay down my burden
down by the riverside,
down by the riverside,
down by the riverside.
I'm gonna lay down
chill down by the riverside.
Down by the riverside.
Thank you, Steve. Now this is the moment in the celebration where we turn, embrace one another, and welcome each other to the Glide Beloved community. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be blessed to hear from Glide's beloved choir, San Francisco's musical treasure, who performed in every venue in this city, and who represents us as the beautiful people that we are. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, the Glide Ensemble.
Hold your greatness! Praise the Lord, everybody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
To send light and love to Vernon and his sweet mother. We love you, Vernon. We're praying for you and your mama.
Yes.
Yes. Ooh, on me. Yeah. This is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. And won't you be glad?
Yes.
Yeah. Take all of me. Why not take all of me? All of me. All of me. Singing now. All of me. Jesus. Jesus, take all of me. Why not take
all of me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jesus, take all of me.
Take
all of me.
Words cannot begin to express my gratitude. So I give myself as an offering to you.
All of me,
Jesus,
take all of me.
I'm holding nothing back. I give myself to thee, although I may not know just what the future holds.
I ask you to take all.
Mold me with your hands into a vessel you can use for your service, Lord, that my life might count for you. Myself to thee, although I may not know just what the future holds, Lord,
I ask you to take all.
Love you. When my life was confused and I lost my way, I made a deal with the devil that I could not pay. God is my oasis in the desert when I'm dying of thirst.
The next step.
He filled my life with joy, full of pain and strife. God is my oasis in the desert when I'm dying of thirst. All I have to do is make sure He comes first. My God has carried me all the words.
He took the next step.
Help, 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 help,
you.
One more time for Michelle Arce, Trenisa Goldston, Dennis Hersey, and the Glide Ensemble. Just a quick shout out, because somebody asked me, where's Marvin? Marvin's on vacation, getting a well-deserved rest. He will be back here next Sunday. Keep Marvin in your prayers. At Glide, we're blessed to have a beloved community, and we're blessed to share each other's journeys.
All right.
Because when we take the time to share each other's journeys, we realize that we are not so different.
All right.
We actually have a shared journey as a shared humanity. And we all face something along the way.
Something.
This morning, we're blessed to have Daryl McKinnon come before us. Daryl McKinnon is a new member of Glide, even though I've seen him here for almost the whole time I've been here.
Right.
And I've been here way more than a decade. So Daryl, come on up. It's blessed to have you. In addition to being beautiful and a proud gay man.
Amen. I want that jacket, bro.
I want this jacket. Yeah.
Wow. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Amen. I have waited for this moment, so I hope I can get through it without cracking. However, I have my notes here. I just want to talk about what Glide means to me and why Glide is special to me. It is because those that I have met here have been so welcoming to me.
All right.
So welcoming. And I love what Glide stands for. All are welcome.
Yeah.
And I love what Glide does for the community. Reverend Cecil and Janice, thank you for what you have established. I want to give a shout out, he's on vacation, to Curtis Bradford. Right. Curtis Bradford and I, 30 years ago, were slinging cocktails in a bar in Norfolk, Virginia.
Hello.
That's how long we've known each other.
Hello.
Glide Ensemble, you move me every Sunday.
Thank you.
Every Sunday.
Thank you.
Amen to all of you.
Thank you.
You move me every Sunday. And Miss Terry, where'd she go? Oh. Miss Terry, I admire everything that you do after service in your round robins. I really do. Miss Stacy, that fan pop is everything. It really is. It really is. I want to thank the Reverend Marvin K. White. Thank you. And he actually messaged me last night and said that he would be resting today. So, Reverend Marvin K. White, I'm still going to cook you that fried chicken dinner after service one Sunday because I can burn up a stove. I tell you, I want to thank Matt for getting this date on the calendar for me. He is away as well. And the day I joined Glide was Memorial Day weekend. I had been coming a long time, but I was spoken to that day, and I joined. And I know my mother is looking down on me right now, so proud and smiling so bright. But I am so proud of me today. I am so proud of my partner, Mark Wallace, and our child, Munich, because we truly are one unit of love. And God brought me my life love. I am a blessed man, and I leave here every Sunday feeling like I can conquer any obstacles. I trust and believe in God to lead me in a positive manner with dignity and respect for others. Because I was taught that by Lily Smith McKinnon, my mother. And may she always rest in peace because she's with me every day. Lastly, I wish my dear friend, Miss Deborah, and my sister was here today. Because my friend, Miss Deborah, of 35 years, convinced me to come to Glide. And she said, you will cry on your first visit. And I'm still crying, and I will never say I'm all cried out. Never. So I love you all. May you all be blessed continuously. I am Daryl McKinnon, and I am glad. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Daryl. There's no better representation of love than when somebody stands before you and speaks their truth and speaks their joy and speaks from their heart. Thank you, Daryl.
Thank you.
This is a time of celebration where we're going to humbly ask you to give. GLIDE is not only a church, but it is a foundation. GLIDE feeds over 750,000 to close to a million meals a year.
Yep.
Right downstairs in our kitchens, 3 meals a day, 7 days a week. The lines outside this building are real.
Oh yeah.
And a lot of people that were in those lines find healing, hope, and a path to tomorrow.
All right, yeah.
Just by the presence of walking in here to eat.
Amen.
Or walking in here to get medical care.
Yeah.
Or walking into this celebration or celebrating downstairs via video. The work of this church and this foundation is real. You can direct your gifts to either the church or the foundation. There's instructions in the pews. There's information behind me. You can also connect to our free Wi-Fi network and give via our website. But I humbly ask you to give, and I thank you for it. I love the Change Band.
Yeah, me too.
Me too. Before I introduce our speaker of the day and before we hear one more song from the GLIDE Ensemble, I want to call out a couple of people who need a blessing here. Pam Ward.
All right, Pam.
Longtime GLIDE Ensemble member. She's sitting out today, but we love you. We're praying for you.
Love you.
God bless you. Joel Berman, who's all the way back here in the back.
Yeah, Joel.
Joel broke his ankle.
Say what?
And he's he showed up.
He is here.
Joel Berman, blessings to you, brother.
He's still blowing.
And anybody that you know,
yeah,
hold them in your heart right now.
That's right.
Know that they're not alone, no matter what they're going through. So before we hear from the Glide Ensemble, I have the honor to introduce the Reverend Norman Fong. The Reverend Norman Fong grew up in Chinatown. The Reverend Norman Fong is a Presbyterian pastor. But here's what makes it so real for me.
All right.
In his work since 1981 as a minister and at the Presbyterian Church in Chinatown, he has used that parish to feed the hungry, to lead a social justice movement for tenants' rights. Doesn't that sound like Glide?
Well.
Norman Fong's doing the work of Glide in Chinatown. Mm-hmm. And I'll be quick, but I have to say, today he holds the position of Executive Director of the Chinatown Community Development Center.
Right.
He oversees a staff of 200. And to meet the needs of this underserved immigrant community. But here's, again, another great thing. That organization oversees the housing of 3,600 people in 30 housing units here in the city and county of San Francisco. He does the work.
That's it.
Lastly, in 2013, during the administration of our former president, Barack Obama,
hallelujah,
Norman Fong received the 2013 Social Champion Award from the White House. After this next song from the Glide Ensemble, we will hear from the Reverend Norman Fong.
Amen. Good morning.
Morning.
Here I am. Standing here, Father, I just want to take out a little time to say, thank you. See, you watched over me all night long. You kept me in your loving arms, and I wanna say every day, Lord, truly I thank you. I wanna thank you, 'cause they said it could not be done, no. Well, but it's because of you, Lord, that we're standing here together as one. I know it's your love, Lord, yeah.
Mic on, mic on. Okay, mic's on. I love Glide. Don't you love Glide? And I always say that we stand on the shoulders of giants. Cecil Williams and Jan, of course. You might know my mentor, who worked there for 23 years, is Reverend Lloyd Wacke. All right, any of you know? And I always thought, and now I know for sure why, that even though he was intern as a Japanese American, you know, but he's always positive. You know what I mean? And I come here for energy too. Don't pay me nothing, all right? Forget the check, all right? Last time you gave me a check, don't do that. Lloyd Wacke was my mentor, and he's the one that taught me that for a lot of pastors, the church is their whole world, but for Norman Fong, the whole world is the church. And he learned that here at Glide, right? You know, I'm changing my sermon right now off my head. It's dedicated to the choir and the best band around, okay? Change band. All right, here we go. My sister, you would know, and Tommy, when my son was born, and I don't know why late at night he started making noises. And then my wife socks me in the arm. He's singing. We were born to sing, am I right? Yes. But every now and then something happens. You go through rejection or you don't feel welcome. Like last time I talked about it, I won't talk too much about the Italians that beat me up when I was a kid. But don't worry, there's balance in life because the Italian was also my landlord who for $90 a month rent before I got evicted. And then I joined the church because the church saved me from eviction. The church saved me from a lot of problems. And so you got to go through rejection. That's true. But you got to keep singing. Don't let nothing stifle the song in you. Right? Am I right? Don't let nothing stifle the song with you. There's got some news, good news and bad news. I try to explain it to my son too. There's two Americas. One America, the beautiful. The other one is kind of ugly. Oh, let's start positive first. Turn to the person to your left and right and say, you're beautiful. Just do it now. And this church is okay to hug. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You are super beautiful. You're beautiful. All right. So I went back to, you know, Trump's really proud that he's building a wall now. And I went back to D.C. and recently because they were going to change the laws about immigrants, even legal immigrants, public charge. I was depressed and I went back there, 26 million Americans, Latinos, Asians are gonna suffer again. And then something happened. We began to sing in Washington, D.C. Any of you know Congresswoman Barbara Lee? Yeah. I go there waiting to meet with the Asian caucus, but Barbara Lee brought the Black caucus and the Latino caucus and the progressive caucus. So we told Washington D.C. to please back off. But we were singing it together. That's what we need. We need to sing it together. And so my dad came during the Chinese Exclusion Act, right? Newton, yours too, I know. So it was a rough time. So he went to prison in Angel Island. I don't know if you know all San Francisco history, but times are bad, you know, kind of. We've all been through some kind of rejection. But I learned about God through the Presbyterian Church in Chinatown. We're the oldest Chinese church in America. We've been through a lot of discrimination. And I come here because I need that little bit of heaven on earth that Glide represents to cheer me up. But you know, there's a lot of rejection going on. Okay, just because I've never done this before, I got to read this about rejection. If you guys don't mind. All right, here we go. See if you can figure out who this is. Adjusting his tie, he would say, as a kid, all I knew was rejection. My yo-yo never came back. My dog didn't even respect me. He'd keep barking at the front door, not to go out, but for me not to come in. Anybody know yet who this is? Rodney David. I get no respect, okay? I asked my dad if I could go ice skating on the lake, and he would always say, wait till it gets warmer. Rodney Dangerfield made fun of one of the greatest fears and deepest hurts that most of us have experienced, even from our childhood, the pain of rejection. But every now and then there's good news too. I gotta tell you, this is the best news since the first time I preached here, right? Okay, anyway. I went to LA a couple weeks ago, and I wanted to learn how to do supportive housing better to help the homeless. So LA's, they got 50,000 homeless there, huge. But some of them are experts at building housing, and I want to learn how they do it. And so I loved it. After that conference, my friend there said, Norman, I want to take you to this nightclub. So I said, okay, nightclub. I was pretty good, don't worry. Anyway, I went there, and me and him were the only Asians in that nightclub. And then he got me a seat in the front row with the band. The band was like the Change Band. They were really good. And I go, oh, okay. And so I'm singing. I can't stop myself. They were playing Motown. I play in a Motown band. I like Motown, all right? So I've got sunshine, you know, and all that. And then I'm there singing loud. I didn't know I was that loud. The guitar players were like right there. He goes, would you come here? I'm singing Daddy's Home. I'm singing Get Ready. I'm doing all this stuff along with them. And he said, you. Shoot. Get up here and sing. The band invited me to sing. Man, I go, ow! Ow! You know how it feels to get invited? The choir, you guys are beautiful. You all are beautiful. But you know, there's so much stuff, negativity. How are you gonna win over negativity in this world? Sing. I've realized that. We Glide, you're beautiful. Glide, you help people to sing. Now, I want you all to join the band. You ought to be part of the chorus, because your job is to go back to, I shouldn't use that word. It got used against me. I forgot, man. Go back where you came from. They used to say that to me all the time. Go back where you came from. I didn't know when they were in China or Chinatown. But I hadn't been to China, so I don't know what they were talking about. Anyway. Go back, remember. So you all have to get your communities to sing, all right? And help welcome like Glide does. Glide is famous for being radically inclusive. And that's what you have a little taste of today. You gotta spread the word. America, the beautiful, it is beautiful. But it's been bad again. I'll never forget when I was stifled. I was really bad for a while. Lucky my mom went to church so she could take it. Mom loved me anyway, right? She prayed for me. Oh, boy. Anyway, keep it real, yes. Anyway, I want to say that we are here. I'm going to keep it short because a lot of singing is more important. Help the world to sing, okay? We are the world. We got to get the world out there singing. There's a lot of people that need to be included. This song is for Reverend Lloyd Wacky. It's an Asian American song that I want you all to know. I sang it at my dad's funeral too. Here we go. We are the children of the migrant worker. We are the offspring of the concentration camps. Sons and daughters of the railroad builders. We will leave our stamp on America. Yes! Okay, that's it. Thank you. All right. All right, bro. Okay. All right.
The Reverend Norman Fong. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
As the Reverend said, we need to come together as one and we need to sing in one voice in harmony. Amen?
Amen.
Would you grab the hand of your neighbor, please? As we join for our closing song, We Shall Overcome.
That's the right song.
We shall overcome. We shall. We shall overcome. We shall overcome.
God bless you.
Good job,
all right, thanks.
Keep the mic on. Just yeah, there you go.
Okay, turn it off, right?
Yep.
No, this is what we wanted to run last week, and I didn't have the truck ready, so.